Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, we have Mayor DeZien, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on this fine day. We've had some pretty decent weather recently.
Yes, we have been very fortunate with the nice weather. So it's definitely better than that cold snap we had.
Much better than the cold snap, and my furnace agrees with you. And my yard agrees with you. It's not going to be long before we start seeing buds and leaves and nice things going on outside. What do we do for starters?
Yeah, so for those individuals who like planting fruit trees or have fruit trees, so now is kind of the time since things are starting to green up and hopefully we don't get hit with a late frost or freeze, but since it's nice outside, we can start thinking of some things to do for our fruit trees. So if you're one of the individuals who are considering on growing, you're thinking about growing fruit trees, one thing that's very important that I want you to know is planning for those fruit trees. So fruit trees need plenty of space that's in full sun. A lot of the fruit trees love being in full sun, and they do need plenty of space. So make sure you have a big space that has the sun all day long. And then also, some of the fruit tree varieties will actually require having multiple plants for pollination versus other different varieties. They are actually self-fruitful. So kind of knowing which varieties you want to have, because you may have to have two different varieties, so those two can pollinate each other, or you can have a standalone type variety that does all the work itself. Also, know your soil and make sure that it drains well. You don't want it to be in the low area that the water just sits. You want to be able to make sure that water can drain off so it doesn't completely oversaturate your soil. And then also just kind of be realistic. It takes a lot of work to manage those fruit trees. So make sure you don't go too over budget or too over time constraint, because it does take a lot of time and labor, honestly, to take care of those fruit trees. Now, K-State does have a couple awesome publications on our bookstore that really will help you save time and money on picking out the varieties and then also making sure that you get the best varieties that are the strongest against diseases and pests. So these two publications, one is called Planning Your Fruit Garden, and then the other one is our Small and Tree Fruit Cultivators publication. This one has a really, really good information on the types of fruits, and then also includes information on their harvesting timing, the size of the trees, and then also, like I said earlier, the pollination requirements that those trees need. You can find both of those publications on our K-State bookstore. And then also with fruit trees, for the individuals who have fruit trees already grown, now, believe it or not, is actually the time to start pruning those fruit trees. Pruning the fruit trees should be completed before any of the active growth begins, which for our time, our area, is typically in March. So if you're more on the southern side of Kansas, you might want to get that pruning done a little earlier. But for our area right here, that's typically in March. So you want to get that pruning done before there. Pruning fruit trees, it really helps promote the highest yield and the healthiest plants. So pruning helps maintain the size of the tree for the ease of the harvest and helps that tree support the weight of the fruit. It's also important because it allows sunlight to reach the leaves so that they can produce sugars to feed the plant. And then also, just removing those branches prevents parts of the trees from being shaded and negatively affecting your fruit production. Also, one thing I wasn't aware of, but reading it and knowing it, it makes sense, is actually when you do proper pruning, it allows the root system to better support that tree structure. So it helps those branches even grow more vigorously. K-State does actually have some awesome publications as well on fruit tree pruning. We have one publication dedicated just for apple and pear trees, and then we have another publication dedicated to peaches, plums, cherries, and other stone fruits. Again, you can find those publications on our website or the K-State bookstore. So if you have any other questions regarding that, feel free to give me a shout here at the Paola office. 913-294-4306 is our phone number.
Sounds like I've got a little bit of browsing and reading to do, because I just happened to have planted last year a peach tree and a cherry tree. Self-pollinating, oh, semi-dwarf. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Neat. Okay. Well, I will be looking into that. It seems almost counterintuitive. February, go out and prune. But like you said, catch it before all of the growth starts. Let it put energy into putting the growth to what remains instead of what you're going to chop off.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Well, thank you very much. Always good information whenever we talk, and appreciate it very much. You have yourself a good day.
Hey. Yep, you too.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.